Welcome everyone. I'd like to welcome councillors, staff and our two visitors and declare the meeting open at 3:30 p.m. I would like to inform and remind everyone that council meetings are audibly recorded, so your comments are being recorded during today's meeting. The Shire of Noangrup would like to acknowledge the Goorang people, who are the traditional custodians of this land. The Shire of Noangrup would also like to pay respect to the elders, both past and present, of the Noongar Nation, and extend that respect to other Aboriginals present. Attendance has been recorded. We don't have any apologies and no approved leaves of absence. Are there any applications for leave of absence for our June meeting? Excellent. Do we have any responses to questions taken on notice? No. I will now open the meeting up to public question time. Do you have any questions for us?
One question. First off, I'd like to thank the Shire for the use of the Town Hall for our Anzac Day service and breakfast. It went very well, and hopefully we've got some more ideas coming to improve a bit of the hiccups from this coming year. And so, yeah, hopefully we'll get there. Just thank you for the use. It was greatly appreciated. Everyone loved it, and they loved how great the hall is looking at the moment, even though I know you guys have got a couple of other things to do. So, yeah.
Yes, thank you. And on behalf of Shire, thank you to you and to your committee for organising the Noangrup Anzac ceremony.
Just one question without notice. So I wondered, don't ask me why some of these things come into my head. The lot to Garnet Road, is there a restriction on the amount of trees that can be removed for the building of where there's going to be for the sale of it?
Through the chair, no.
So if someone wants, they can chop down all those trees and there'll be no questions.
That's correct.
And yet farmers aren't only allowed to cut down a percentage of trees, otherwise they get fined if they remove too much of the green canopy. So surely we would hope to retain some green canopy in areas around, even though we are a small country town and there's a lot of trees in that round us, but you've only got to look at Perth. It did start off small one time, and with more buildings coming, you take down more trees.
Thank you for your comments.
Through the chair, thank you. They're certainly considered by council. Ultimately, when we receive these submissions to purchase the land, we'll be considering what their proposals are. And obviously, we'll be making a decision in light of council's policies and the best use of the community.
Any other questions? Yes.
Just asking if it contains the change, how close we are to getting a decision.
Through the chair, I have received the proposal. I think it was last week, maybe the week before. And I haven't brought it to council at all, so I'm still considering it. So at an executive level, still being considered.
Thank you. Thank you both. If there are no further questions, we'll move on. Were there any declarations of financial interests or interests affecting impartiality? And no petitions, deputations or deputations. 9.1, would someone like to move the opposite recommendation that the minutes of the ordinary council meeting held on the 22nd of April 2026 be confirmed as a true and correct record of proceedings? Thank you, Councillor Kittle, and seconded Councillor O'Meehan. All in favour? Carried. 7-4. Announcements by presiding members without discussion. Councillor O'Meehan, would you like to start? Anything you'd like to speak to?
There's a few double ups with you and one councillor minister in the regional road group. So more just to say that those regional level meetings there were a lot the last month, but all very beneficial to where we're heading and how we interact with our other like-minded shires around us and work towards the future of hopefully working in more together. I, along with lots of councillors in the room, attended the volunteer appreciation dinner, which was a great event, and commend the CRC for doing that. I would just like to quickly talk about the Yonganau board. They are proactively working at the minute on their strategic planning, with the hope that they'll do some operational business planning to come off that. And they are working in with trying to discuss with Shire as to how we can help each other through the next stage of where they go with that building, which is very beneficial to the Shire and its tourism asset and its conservation asset. So it's been great to be in some dialogue that has been about the positiveness, not negative, and what's gone on before. So that's been great, and their board meetings run really well. So I think their governance is, you know, looking great too. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor O'Meara. Councillor Emily.
I will just speak, I suppose, on the GMP 360 meeting that I attended with quite a few other councillors. And found it to be a very informative part of their meeting, and quite exciting if they can get some of those ideas off the ground. Look forward to seeing where it goes.
Thank you, Councillor Emily. Reid. Councillor Ray.
Other than what everyone else has done, I had a board and pavilion meeting, nothing really to report from that, and also with some of the other councillors attended a discussion at the GM360 meeting regarding reinstatement of the railway from Tamblup to Noingrup. So that was quite interesting. I guess it's really dream world stuff at the moment, but it's good. Good to start putting it out there that it would be a good thing to happen. So.
Thank you, Councillor.
Right. Yes, the only other thing I had that's not on here was the Early Years Expo on the 11th and the 5th. Was an amazing event, another amazing event by Community Development. So well done, Stuart and Penny and Nia. Did a great job. Yeah, it's great.
Thank you. Thank you, and thank you for speaking on behalf of Council at the event. Councillor Kittle. Councillor Callaghan.
Thank you, Madam. Yes, in addition, my failure in not informing Anita of this one, I also attended the appreciation dinner acting under my leader's instructions.
And wasn't it a terrific event?
Oh, yes. Facetiousness aside, it was a spectacular event, and it has led to some questions and considerations around how we might move this event forward and what we can do. But that's for another time.
Yes, thank you, Councillor Callaghan. Councillor Minotaur.
Yes, thanks for the opportunity. I attended the Noingrup South Sea Volunteer Appreciation Dinner, which was a great night. It's great to see that, you know, there's a fair few different volunteers getting recognised for their long service of effort. Another one is the Early Years Expo. I didn't attend that, but it's down, and I'll take it.
He gets around so many places, and just assume that he's there.
Thank you. Thanks everyone for their contributions, and I would like to acknowledge Council's additional meetings during this time of financial planning. I know that everyone has, we've met weekly throughout the month, and it is greatly appreciated. Just touching also on the volunteer appreciation, I think it would be remiss of us not to acknowledge that during that event, a number of volunteers in the room received phone calls because yet another person had made the decision to climb on their own, climb in the afternoon, one of our mountain ranges, and came into trouble. A decision which I couldn't even imagine the dollar amount that it cost state government to get her down from the mountain, with two chopper trips included. But what I would like to acknowledge are our incredible volunteers who supported the person while they were up there. I was really disappointed the next morning to learn that after they were chopped off the mountain, they then moved to their vehicle, which just seems ludicrous. So I really think moving forward, this is a space that we're going to have to really get involved in, because the exposure and the impulse to our volunteers is enormous. Yeah. And, you know, we're talking overnight stays, we're talking a number of ambulance officers and our police. And it's really getting to the point where it's just not sustainable and it isn't fair. And something is going to happen where we need our volunteers in town to help someone who's having a serious health issue, and they're all going to be sitting at Stirling Ranges waiting for someone. So I would like to add that. My month has been quite full, and particularly full with the ongoing work that we're doing with the national, with our Rural Health Alliance. And I do feel as though the CEO and I have made some headway in the last month, and we've had some really good meetings. So I won't go into all of the details now, but we're making good contact, and we're optimistic that during the CEO's trip to Canberra and during the local government week later in the year, we'll be able to capitalise that on that with some really meaningful presentations. And our visit out to Joondalup to meet with the robotics and innovative, I don't even know how you describe it, Australian Automation and Robotics Precinct opened up some really exciting possibilities for the Shire of Noangra, which the CEO and the community development team, I'm sure, will slowly work through and report back to us. But it was really nice to be looking forward rather than looking backwards and reacting as a local government, as we seem to be in filling all of those bases that state government are forcing us into with regard to bushfires, emergency services, GPs. This was an opportunity to just really open your mind and think of all of the opportunities. We don't get those as often as we would like. So I would like to thank the CEO for making that interview or tour an option, and I encourage anyone who has the time to get out there and have a look and just translate what they're doing with mining, for example, what we could be doing here with agriculture. So, yeah, very exciting. Thank you. Okay, if everyone's ready, we'll move on to item 11.1, the transfer of Lot 20, Huguenot Road, Noangra. I'll hand over to the CEO.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Councillors, this report relates to the land that's been gifted to the Shire from GMP36 and to allow us to construct in time, once we keep money sorted, the escape hut in Huguenot Road. So the report is requesting the Shire to accept that gift and to delegate authority to myself to sign the appropriate title transfer. Take any questions?
If there are no questions, would someone like to move officer recommendations 1 and 2? Thank you, Councillor Callaghan. And a seconder, thank you, Councillor Minita. Would either of you like to speak to the officer recommendation?
Thank you, Madam. Simply to observe that this is the culmination of a long period of work. A lot of effort has gone into this on many different fronts, and it's very pleasing to see it come to this point where we're just about ready to grasp that. And it allows us the opportunity to move forward as soon as those other pieces of the castle fall into place.
Yes, thank you. All good. Anyone to speak against the officer recommendation? No, let's vote. All in favour? 7-0 carried.
Three or four pages is.
Sorry, mine should have downloaded. Right. We'll move on to item 11.2, Public Health and Wellbeing Plan. And again, I'll ask the CEO to speak to that.
Thank you, Madam President. Councillors, this relates to the requirement under the, under the Public Health Act, that local governments have a public health plan. The Shire has had a public health plan in place in 2022, it expires in addition 2026. So to ensure that it remains contemporary, we've added it in an extra, and that'll move it out for 18 months. And during the time, we'll do a more thorough review of this particular plan and bring that back to council. But this, the purpose of this report is simply to endorse the annexure to that plan and support the review over the next 18 months. Happy to take any questions.
Anything from around the room? If not, would someone like to move off the recommendations 1 and 2, please? Thank you, Councillor O'Meara, and second to Councillor Craig. Would either of you like to speak?
It would be remiss of me not to acknowledge staff and the fact that we actually had a public health plan, given the CEO's informed us earlier that some councils don't even have one to begin with. Thank you to staff that we're already a step ahead of the curve, but also to just reiterate how disappointing it is that we legislatively have to comply with another act of the state government who then provides us with no funding to complete it. The exciting part of this is maybe the information that comes out of AMIT's phase of it, and our EHO is already into that. So, there the comments.
Thank you, Councillor O'Meara. Councillor Craig, would you like to add?
No, thank you.
All right. Would anyone like to speak against the officer recommendation? No? If not, then let's vote. All in favour? 7-0 carried. Moving on to item 11.3. Initiation to adopt amendment number 17 to the local planning scheme number 2 for advertising. I'll hand over to the CEO.
Thank you, Madam President. Council, this relates to the rezoning of a block of land that's in Pombra, currently going special use, and proposed would like this to be rezoned as residential. So we have a few questions.
A question, yes, if I may. And just to remind me, in this instance, the proponent is the church itself, isn't it? Yes, we don't have someone that's offering to buy it. No. Thank you.
Any other questions from around the road? If not, I'll ask if someone is comfortable to move officer recommendations 1 through 6 en bloc. Thank you, Councillor Cray, and seconded Councillor Kittle. Would either of you like to speak to the officer recommendation?
I just will to say that, this, I don't think this has been used as a church for quite a few years, and it would be good to see it progress to being used for some other purpose, especially if it's ends up in the house for someone.
Thank you, Councillor Craig. That's a good one. So, would anyone like to speak against the officer recommendations? No. Let's vote. All in favour? 7-0 carried.
Madam President, I'm not sure whether I should have declared an interest here. I am a named FCO who's being appointed in this. Next.
I'll just defer to the CEO.
I don't believe any conflict.
11.4, the Bushfire Advisory Committee minutes and the proposed fire break and fuel hazard reduction order for 2026 and 2027. The responsible officer is Thomas Foreman. Would you like to speak?
Thank you. Thank you, Madam President. To Councillors, the report is in two parts. One is the fire break fuel hazard reduction order with the amendment that was identified a couple of weeks ago. The second part of it is simply minutes from the Bushfire Advisory Committee that in major part notes the new positions from the AGM meeting. And I'm just happy to take any questions from anybody.
No questions from around the room? Would someone like to move the officer recommendation 1 and 2, please? Thank you, Councillor Callaghan. And a seconder, Councillor Cray. Would either of you like to speak?
And simply to acknowledge the fact that Councillor Cray has put himself forward into this position, and rather than having a conflict, I think you should be applauded for doing that. Thank you, Councillor. And as for the rest of it, yes, it makes perfect sense. It's work that's been ongoing and really ongoing.
But that's great.
Yes, I would just like to add that there's a few changes in here. We have got some appointment of some new officers, and Wayne Peck as the chief bushfire officer, and some new deputies. So good. There's been a few small changes made to the fire break regulations, and that's been some good work from Phil working through that. So, thanks.
Great. Thank you, Councillor Cray. I believe now would be a really good time to acknowledge outgoing Chief Fire Control Officer Darren Ward for the work that he's done after a particularly challenging last 12 months. So on behalf of the Shire of Nowangra, I thank Darren for his work, and perhaps yes, I think that would be great.
Excellent.
Thank you. Would anyone like to speak against the officer recommendation? No. Let's vote. All in favour? 7-0 carried. Thank you. The Local Emergency Management Committee meeting minutes. Again, the responsible officer is our Deputy Chief Executive Officer, so I'll hand over to you.
Thank you, Madam President. There's really not much to discuss. There are two meetings that were included. One's the ordinary on from the 5th and the special LMC on the 12th, which was, as you may remember, a reference to the fuel position.
Yes.
So just they're there for noting and adopting.
Thank you. Any questions? Would someone like to move the council resolution that council receives and notes the unconfirmed minutes of the Local Emergency Management Committee meeting held on the 5th of March and the special Local Emergency Management Committee meeting held on the 12th of March 2026? Thank you, Councillor O'Meara, and seconded Councillor Kittle. Would either of you like to speak?
Just to say that the LEMAC meetings are vital to the running of our Shire, and a really great space for lots of agencies to be in. The Shire facilitates them. And thank you to the staff for the work in doing those minutes.
Thank you. Councillor Peel? Anyone to speak against the officer's recommendation? No, let's vote. All in favour? 7-0-3. 11. Excuse me. Of course. Thank you for coming.
Excitement's just too much for me.
11.6, Great Southern Treasures and the Future of the Bloom Festival. The responsible officer... Well, the author is Stuart Drummond and the responsible officer is David Nicholson. Would either of you like to speak?
Yeah, thanks, Madam Chair. As you probably know, a number of shires in the region have pulled out their financial support for Great Southern Treasures. So, in effect, it will be wound up at the end of this month. There is an agreement to continue the Bloom Festival for this year, which will be coordinated through Australia Southwest, which is the sort of parent body of Great Southern Treasures. Council had previously agreed to allocate $13,000 of funding to Great Southern Treasures as our annual contribution. So that is no longer required. There is a request to contribute $7,000 for Bloom Festival this year. And just, I don't think it's in the report, but I had a meeting with the Bloom Committee last week, and I think there's 14 events throughout Bloom happening in Noangrup, which is the most of any of the shires. Shire of Noangrup, I should say.
Thank you. Are there any questions for Stuart?
My one?
Yes.
Thank you. Stuart, what do you see unfolding in this vacuum? Is there a future development, or are we just doing nothing here? And I don't mean by you doing nothing, but is nothing being done around this space?
As I understand it, I think there's going to be a conversation continues at CEO level for the sort of long-term future of strategic tourism in the region. I think in the short term, though, it gives, there is a gap there. I think it gives us a chance as a shire to step up a little bit and really push our tourism offering as to where we can, but as what that will look like at the moment, I'm not sure.
A shame that 13,000 was cheap for what we were getting out of it.
Yes, and the irony being that people are spending up to 50% of that for their contribution to one of the many events.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Okay, would someone like to move Ops and Recommendations 1, 2, 3 and 4 on block, please? Thank you, Councillor Callaghan, and a second to Councillor Himley. Would either of you like to speak?
No. I'd just like to say thanks to Stuart for your communications on all of this. And I think we can all agree that the transition from the Treasures of the Great Southern into perhaps another form is something that we feel is very valuable and would like to see happen.
Thank you. Would anyone like to speak again? What's the recommendation? Now let's vote. All in favour? 7, real carried. Seven. Policies review, May 2026. And the author is Anita, and the responsible officer is our Chief Executive Officer. That's Steve.
Thank you, Madam President. There's three policies here. One is the committee's policy on conducting electronic meetings and attendance by electronic meetings policy. There's been some amendment to both of those policies, which is clearly highlighted. It's really to update them and make them a little more simple. Third policy relates to Shire of Noangrup disciplinary policy, which is not a council policy, so we're recommending that the rescinded by council becomes a an operational policy. So we have to take any questions.
Any questions from around the room? No? Would someone like to move officer recommendations 1, 2, 3, and 4, please? Thank you, Councillor Callaghan, and thank you, Councillor O'Meara. Would either of you like to speak?
No, I don't believe that that's necessary to that at all.
Anyone speak against? Okay, let's vote. All in favour? 7-0 carried. Moving on to 11.8, the list of payments made from the Municipal Fund and Transaction Card Accounts for the period 1 to 30 April 2026. Do you have any questions? Please direct them to the Deputy CEO. If there are no questions, would someone like to move the officer recommendation, please? Thank you, Councillor Hipple. And seconded Councillor Frey. Would either of you like to speak?
No. I think so.
Anyone speak against? Let's vote. All in favour? 7-0 carried. And 11.9, April 2026 monthly financial statement. Again, the Deputy Chief Executive Officer can take any questions. Yes.
Through the chair, and apologies if this isn't a relevant question because my notes are very scrawled. I just noted somewhere amongst that, and I haven't written the page down, apologies to the CEO, that the Ongrat fire shed funding is yet to be received. And I just wondered.
I think from memory, I'll take one note if you've got a copy.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Thank you, Councillor O'Meagan. Are there any other questions? If not, would someone like to move the officer recommendation? Thank you, Councillor O'Meagan, and seconded Councillor Miniver. Would either of you like to speak? Anyone to speak again? Let's vote. All in favour? 7-0. Okay. Thank you. There are no confidential items. No urgent business introduced by decision of council. No motions, which previous notice has been given. The date of our next ordinary council meeting will be Wednesday, the 17th of June. And I would like to thank council. I'd like to thank our visitors, and our visitor, and staff for their time for preparation. For their preparation for all of those agenda items, and declare the meeting closed at 4 p.m.